The Purpose of Grace, April 13, that we might be overcomers. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, Revelation 12:11. Christ has made it possible for every member of the human family to resist temptation. All who would live godly lives may overcome as Christ overcame. To make God's grace our own, we must act our part. The Lord does not propose to perform for us either the willing or the doing. His grace is given to work in us to will and to do, but never as a substitute for our effort. Our souls are to be aroused to cooperate. The Holy Spirit works in us that we may work out our own salvation. Fine mental qualities and a high tone of moral character are not the result of accident. God gives opportunities. Success depends upon the use made of them. The openings of providence must be quickly discerned and eagerly entered. There are many who might become mighty men if, like Daniel, they would depend upon God for grace to be overcomers and for strength and efficiency to do their work. It is necessary to maintain a living connection with heaven, seeking as often as Daniel did 3 times a day for divine grace to resist appetite and passion. Wrestling with appetite and passion unaided by divine power will be unsuccessful. But make Christ your stronghold, and the language of your soul will be, "In all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us." Romans 8:37. Said the Apostle Paul, "I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." 1 Corinthians 9:27. Let no one think he can overcome without the help of God. You must have the energy, the strength, the power of an inner life developed within you. You will then bear fruit unto godliness and will have an intense loathing of vice. You need to constantly strive to work away from earthliness, from cheap conversation, from everything sensual, and aim for nobility of soul and a pure and unspotted character. Your name may be kept so pure that it cannot justly be connected with anything dishonest or unrighteous, but will be respected by all the good and pure, and it may be written in the Lamb's Book of Life to be immortalized among the holy angels.